Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. That's what we're going to do tonight is we're going to radiate according to this great designer self that you and I both have. We want to radiate in such a way that we magnetize absolutely amazing magic to ourselves through all the people that you meet and through the universal flows and getting in touch with the changing vibrations of this time. Many of you know already, and many of you listen to a lot of BBS shows, and you've listened to me, Veronica Entwistle, here on Radiance by Design, and Jackie Salviti, my great friend who's following this show with her team. And there are many, many teachers who are telling us that the frequencies on the planet, and as David Wilcox says, all through the universe are growing and changing and expanding in such a way as you, as a vibrational vehicle of light, are going to pick up speed. You're already doing it. They say 20 times as much over the next year. We're going to pick up speed inside and be able to transcend and transform beyond your wildest dreams. And the point of that story is that it's not really beyond your wildest dreams in the old-fashioned style. It's actually you're going to be able to transcend and transform into that which you actually visualize and consider. So like if you're stuck and you really want to change your reality, you want to do a lot of visualizing what you prefer and trust that these days the vibrations, the feeling of what it is you're visualizing is going to move through you. Your essence and your frequencies are going to kind of meet each other and your ability to become unlimited is absolutely amazing. I'm excited about it. We get a little bit confused at times because in the changes that are possible in every moment, we can kind of get disoriented because the way we found security or the way we balanced ourselves out in the old way has changed. So you might find yourself kind of goofy or uncentered or unbalanced, or as things fall away, you might get afraid, and then suddenly you can change it and not be afraid at all and be creating magic. So that's what this show is all about. Excuse me, I have to change or clear my throat. Which is your transformational center, isn't it? Talking about transformation and I have to clear my throat, which probably is happening to a lot of you as well. So what this show is all about is we're going to do some meditations, and I think we'll do the sounding meditation that we did last week because I'd like to talk to you this time about frequencies and how to consciously move your own frequencies inside of your own body, mind, in order to manifest the reality that you know somewhere deep down is very possible, but most of us don't see it in the life around us or on the news media, or, you know, the kind of status quo things. We're wanting to push. What is it? I don't want you to feel like you're taking charge of the whole status quo. It's not that way. But our kind of politics, if you want to call it that, is getting in touch with the frequencies that you're putting in the world and changing them with your thoughts and feelings and attitudes and beliefs, changing those limitations and creating a world that's way beyond that, and knowing that you're sending those feelings out and those beliefs out that are new and connecting with others who have that too. And then this incredible wave of change gets to move through our collective. So as we do our sounding, which is actually an active meditation, as we do our sounding, I want you to clear your chakras and really feel the waves increase in vibration as you do that. And remember that in our Radiance by Design community, guess what? You're connecting with many other people doing that as well. So you're meeting your own new status quo. That's why I call it my new politics or our frequency politics. Then I want you to call in and talk about anything that you're working on inside of yourself, things that make you feel jammed up, things that you're excited about, jobs you're creating, jobs you're afraid of losing. I don't really believe that predictions hold, so if you call in and ask for a prediction, I'll have to say to you that predictions are meant to be played with. So don't believe them. If you believe in predictions, you can't create your reality, can you? If you want to believe, and if you do believe that you create your reality, then to say, what I tell you that I see for you is going to create your reality, then you've given over your power, haven't you? And in this day and age, we're creating very, very fast. So here we go. I'm going to relax. I'm going to recline my chair because I've been kind of on the run here. And we're going to start by closing our eyes, and we're going to do this sound meditation. For those of you that heard Paradigm Shifters last week, it was Jonathan Goldman, who's a rather amazing sound healer teacher. And he went back into the sounding the chakras as a way to shift your basic frequency and really as a way to connect with your global community of a higher frequency. And this is something I used to do years ago, so we're doing it again. Are you ready to create radiance by design through our meditation, our sound meditation? It's going to move through your chakras one at a time, which is going to move through your colors or frequency one at a time until you're just a hum in there. Are you ready? You ready, Bob? Bob's ready. I'm ready. All right, a couple of breaths. And now focus in the base of, first of all, let's call in the presence, the being, light and truth, consciousness and love. Good. And wrap yourself in light. Now focus on the base of your spine and the sound that we're going to make to really generate a new frequency in this base chakra. This is your base survival chakra, the one that creates your wealth, your relationship to all of life on the planet, and your lineage, your heritage. It's red, and the sound you want to make is, ah. Ready? So we're going to do that three times. Go right to the end of your breath, breathe in, and do it again. Are you ready? Feel the base of your spine buzzing a little. That's the indicator that you're kind of getting there. Second chakra, the belly area just below the navel. And in a circle, in a nice cleansing, spiraling circle, you want to send orange light. And the sound you're going to make is, ooh, and that sound delivers. It cleanses, clears, vibrates old subconscious stuff away. And it really moves the orange light through the belly area. That's your subconscious, remember, in karma. We don't want to live in the frequency of old karma. We want to move past it. Are ya ready? Big breath. Couple of you have got these really dark rims around the orange chakra. I want you to really vibrate into that because that darkness will fade. You're creating the dissipation of these darker programs. And they're subconscious. You don't have to worry about what they are. Just sound into them till they disappear. And now the next one is your solar plexus, your personal power center. That's from which you generate the expression of the real you. Remember personal power, but some of us express it in kind of a controlling way or a tense way or a directed way or a hidden way or defensive way. We all know that, right? The sound is going to be, oh, oh, let me go up a little bit. And it's bright yellow like the sun, solar plexus like the sun. Oh. Good work. I found myself really pushing some old reactions through my solar plexus. What did you find for yourself? Let's move to the chest, and it's bright, clear green. But remember, our lungs hold karmic grief, and a lot of people are born with grief, even though we haven't acknowledged it in our social context. So don't be afraid to acknowledge that in this center of courage, inspiration, and unconditional love, you might feel some dark blobs and some old feelings of resistance and holding back and shyness and so on. It's really natural. What we've got is this high aspiration, and we have this leftover stuff from love. So let's make the sound, ah, and really have that the inspirational sound, ah, extend it like a note. I don't care how you sound, as long as that sound is resonating in your chest, because remember, we're vibrational chambers, aren't we? We're chambers of sound. You really want to get the chest resonating. Don't be afraid of the dark stuff. Just keep resonating in it until it moves that sludge along and opens you to greater expansion. It's green, remember? If you have these hearts that are just radiating like mad, they like it. Move to your throat chakra. It's at the base of the throat at the front where the thyroid is, around the thyroid. And the sound is A, as in ABC. A, or as in, just say A. So a little bit higher, and the color is blue. And remember, the throat chakra is where you transform everything you've ever experienced as a soul. This is the first one of what they call the wisdom chakras. And as you transform things through your throat, you want to make sounds, and as you get stuck or you get choked up, keep going through it gently. Open your throat like a bowl, not a tube. And you find that eventually your words are absolutely resonant with the expansion and growth that you've gone through in this life. It's worth working the throat. I'll tell you what, it's a great instrument. Mine's all gooey tonight, so I don't know. We'll talk about that later. What's yours doing? Blue. Hey. Open it like a bowl, not like a tube. Remember, your neck and housing our reactions and our beliefs and so on. The neck is all about consciousness itself. And the throat is all about transforming experience so that you can extract the wisdom from the experience and actually integrate it into the self. So it's, you know, it's all related. Let's move to the third eye in behind the brow into the brain. And the third eye is deep indigo. It's kind of like a navy purple, isn't it? There's that throat again. Focus into your third eye, and the sound will be I, because it is your eye, isn't it? And it's a deep, rich, purpley, well, some people say it's kind of a navy blue purple. I like it when it gets rich purple. where you open to your sixth sense over and over again. I always think it's funny that a lot of times when the third eye opens, it feels like a sinus headache. So a lot of people get a lot of pain in the forehead or in the sinus area, and it can be as much the opening of the third eye. As you move your base chakras, first and second and so on, and the lights go spiraling up through the machine that you are on a vibrational level, that sixth sense opens more and more. You've kind of vibrated to your release of the defensive fears that keep that third eye from opening. So let yourself vibrate like mad, and you'll see yourself knowing. You don't always have to see in the sixth sense. It's often kind of a situation of just knowing more than you've studied, knowing more than you logically learned. And it's a real expansion. Because we are amazing vibrational vehicles of light. Let's look at the top of our head. Swami Beyondananda calls this the clown chakra. And it's normally known as the crown chakra. And it's seen as a great lotus on the top of the head. And it opens to bring in God, guides, angels, higher power, higher self, anything other than the self that you believe in. So let's focus on the top of your head. And the color is violet. And the sound is... And make that sound until the top of your head shimmers, okay? And now let's just shoot that violet. We're going to do one more. We're going to shoot the violet light way up in the form of a fountain and have it fall down all around your body, and it'll be your protection. Are you ready? And now have it fall down all around your body, and you've got this amazing violet, it's like a shower, isn't it? But it's all around you, and everywhere you go, you're a contributor, because A, you're protected, and B, other people can help themselves to your light and feel better, and you're still being protected. Wow, what a wonderful contributor you are. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I'd love it if you would call in tonight with your questions and discussions on yourself, your life, and how to achieve a shift in frequencies. Or let's talk about frequency, because I had my guest Penny Pierce, who wrote a book called Frequency, and she's done a lot of work teaching the intuitive way and so on. I had her on Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters, so I thought we would carry on with her discussions and work with moving our changes and moving our frequencies so that we can bring in a much higher level of self. I keep referring to Jonathan Goldman, because he was outrageously good the week before, and he's so much, like, he's created frequency communities around the world by having an online sound chamber where people can, you can hook a mic into your, I don't remember, do you remember the address of that, Bob? I would look up his, just Google Jonathan Goldman and then his, hi, you're on the air, I'll just finish this thought. Just Google Jonathan Goldman, spelled like it sounds, and you'll find his various websites. But one of them is actually his service. People phone in, or they go in through the web and through microphones, and they create waves of sound that hook up with other people's waves of sound. So we're raising the frequency all over the world. You probably want to participate in that. Good evening. You're on the air. Thank you for your call.
Hi.
Hi.
I phoned in once last semester.
Oh. And what did you have to say?
Well, just this has been my week of healing old relationships. And it's been kind of difficult, you know, looking back and seeing all the things I didn't do that I feel like I... It's not that I need to do them, I just want to do them, so I'm going back and redoing some things I didn't do before.
Oh, good. That takes a lot of courage, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, sometimes I wonder if I should just drop it and move on. But
well, I think two things. One, tell us how you're doing it, because I think that, yes, sometimes we have to drop it and move on, but there's some stuff that would be really valuable to do. So what are you doing so far? What's your name?
Stephanie.
Oh, okay. Good. I can't quite hear. Your phone is not very good.
Oh, sorry, I have the speakerphone on. Is this better?
Oh, yeah, it's a little better, yeah. Okay, so what have you done
about
it so far? That's a little better. It's still rough, but never mind. What are you doing about it so far?
About, like, letting go of stuff or moving forward or what?
Yeah, moving. Well, letting go of stuff. What have you done about it? Maybe you can teach us something.
Oh, Lord. Well, I started doing healing touch again.
Excellent.
And for me,
Excellent.
Yeah, and I've been, I write like crazy, and as far as well, for me, the letting go is finally occurring when I find new things, because in the past I wouldn't embrace new friends. I was so afraid of it, and then but I didn't want to let go of the old relationships, so I pushed away the people I was friends with before. And so I've been trying to do, even though old stuff, negativity is arising, because I've been pretty hard on myself. That's where it really comes from. So, again, trying to focus on loving myself, which isn't always so hard, considering how one of my relationships has been going lately. But that's partially I've learned from just me being afraid, so I'm trying to focus on things I like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I held a poetry reading this week, so... And because of that, I'm connecting with all these friends. And really, the funny thing is, I finally decided to accept the fact that it's really time to move on. And who knows what's going to happen in this relationship I've been in. And I just need to let it go and let everyone have their space and be grateful for it instead of angry. And that works most of the time. So focusing again on gratitude and trying to, instead of trying so hard, I just focus on being happy for where I'm at. And I have so many new friends and old friends contacting me to help me out this week. It's been amazing.
It's like the universe is standing by you as you do it, huh?
Yeah, well, it's always happened. It's just not something I've noticed, but I've been really hard on myself, like, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? But
well,
when
you know
I
what?
Start getting into... Huh?
I want to say this, is that sometimes when we're moving on, it is a really good idea to do some forgiveness exercises. Have you ever done that?
I had them suggested a few years ago, and I thought I'd done all the forgiving I was going to do, and then, you know, I had a new reason to have to forgive someone, and it's not been easy. He wants me to just drop it, but I've been kind of, that's been affecting me this week, you know, so it's, no, I have not been doing forgiveness exercises, though.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is that sometimes we think we've moved on, but sometimes we've got this plug in us that's left over from something, and I find it comes up in me, and I go, well, golly, I thought I dealt with that a long, long time ago. So it's worth it when you're moving on, and you're sort of like going up in frequency, moving out of a way of identifying yourself. I think it's your self-identification that's under huge, huge, almost tumultuous change right now, which is kind of exciting. At that point, it helps to just turn around and hold in the light. You talked about a relationship or several other people that you're not sure about. Hold them in your mind's eye and push them away with light on your hands and say, I release you, I forgive you, I love you. Push yourself with light on your hands, saying, I release myself, forgive myself, love myself. Keep chanting that like an old-fashioned litany. That's an old Catholic term, but where you just chant something. And I'll tell you what, quite often you're suddenly going to have to poop, excuse my language. And the reason for
that
is because you've unhooked something in the subconscious, which rests often, or some of it anyway, rests in the intestinal tract, So it's a very bizarre thing, but I'm watching you going, as you change a lot, you're going to want to unhook some deeper subconscious reasons why you attached to certain people. And you don't even have to discuss it with them, really. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So stop talking to us.
Well, no, you can do that if you want, but if you get into that other releasing thing, so you get an actual gastrointestinal shift, for example, it means you've hit it underneath. So when you deal with the person, it will be easier to actually separate from those attachments, those cords that have been in there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I know when I let go, when I totally let go, he reappears in my life and our relationship gets better. But there's some things that have just been bugging the crap out of me, and I haven't been able to just let go of those old habits.
Well, what's really funny is letting go is way harder than people think, because we think we let go, but there's still strings there, right?
Yeah, well, it's like they talk about Buddhism, craving and aversion. It's like, and I know this, I felt like I really knew, and I did. I just didn't have confidence in myself. I had something deeper to deal with.
Right.
You know, that I didn't even know. It's like, man, do I ever get to the center of these silly layers?
I don't know if we, you know what? I don't know if we do. I want to say we all do, but you know what? I know a lot of very, very wise people that are very experienced, and they go, you never really get done. It becomes a practice, a way of dealing with issues in the moment rather than as something that's complete. You do complete some,
yeah.
And you don't complete some, you know? But you're a wonderful human being, and you've got to launch. I'll tell you something about yourself and other people listening. You have to launch a whole new kind of reflection of identity into the world over the next while. And that's so darned exciting, darling. That is so exciting. And your partner might come with you, but is it a man?
Oh, he is. And he's not even, he's from another country.
Well, here's what I'm seeing is that sometimes the people, and this isn't just about you, but sometimes the people that we're wrangling with on in some kind of commitment level maintain a stronger and stronger commitment with us, but what we are able to do is shift our identity with ourselves and what we're attached to and what we think is so important in ourselves so that the new levels of ourselves can rise. That person
yeah.
might be able to handle it just fine. You see,
well,
go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I've been learning to listen, but sometimes I get it mixed up with speaking because that's my big challenge. I've had a hard time with for decades is learning how to use my voice without overpowering people. And
well, you're not overpowering me, so go on.
I tend to get angry, you know. Because I feel like I'm so afraid of hurting people, I don't say anything, and then I get passive aggressive and really bitchy about it, pardon the expression, but angry.
Yeah, because it stockpiles. We have to be in truth, sort of, don't we?
Yeah, and all this stuff about my ex is like still coming up. You know, it's like I thought I was done with that crap, but yeah, when I notice, I notice when I'm just being myself, I mean, really being myself, he's just like, it's the greatest thing in the world, you know?
Is he actually your ex? Are we talking about two different people, or is he your ex, or what?
No, he's not my, well, I'm talking about my ex, I was talking about my ex-husband, the one I haven't let go of, but it's also my current relationship. I need to not push away, but let go of all the old attachments and just my insecurities about it, and he's the one when I'm working really well with myself and really acting like I have a sense of who I am and I'm going somewhere, he says something. He's like, oh, yeah, but now he's just kind of like, oh, please.
So he's reflecting something. You know, our mates always reflect things to us, don't they?
Yeah, you know. I mean, I was
I have to keep this short for obvious reasons, but
yeah.
I just want to say that you, honey, are moving through, and many of us are doing this. The frequencies are changing right now, and you have to how can I put it? I'll put it in a general way for everyone. We have to stop our games and get real about what we're doing with somebody, like if we're attached or hanging on for safety or security or something, rather than actual unfoldment and love and support. We have to be able to see that. And you're facing a lot of that right now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter if it's your ex or if you're current or both. It doesn't matter. The job is still you unhooking. And I get the sense that the current one will travel with you if you keep unfolding. I feel like it's the oddest thing when we let go and somebody we care about also lets go, and then you get to go side by side, or you get to go to, do you see what I mean? It's kind of a conundrum in the old way it was hanging on for dear life, right?
Yeah, well, I recognize that when I'm, and I'll make this short because I know you have other people, but I recognize when I am not, I've been holding on to old relationships, not because it's anything to do with them, but because I'm afraid of moving forward.
Yeah, because it's part of your identity, and that's why I want you to look at your identity and see. Just see, once you recognize those things, you'll move forward easier and easier, and we have to say goodbye, but you said something really important, which is the universe brings all these new people to you, and it's always happened that way. And so there's your answer about moving forward in the void, you know, but I think your partner's going to go with you, frankly. Keep letting him go. Keep letting him go so he can come with you and be in truth with himself. Anyway, bless your heart, and I have to take the next call.
Okay, have fun.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, now that's a really important thing for all of us as we grow. And we now have another caller, so I'd like to talk with you as well. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Deb calling you from Portland.
Hi, Deb.
And,
how are you?
Hi. Well, it's the oddest thing. I have pneumonia. And the reason I'm calling you about this is that what's been happening over the course of the last year and a half is that I keep getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and yet I'm a really healthy, lively person, as you know. And and every time I get well, then something will come along and knock me back down that's worse than the one before. And I haven't been feeling sorry for myself or any of that kind of crazy stuff, but here's the point. So this particular bout of pneumonia hit 3 days after I came back from a great big huge family conflab, and it was the first time that I was able to go into that family thing with just absolute, complete and total love and no judgment. It felt so wonderful. And so the other thing is that every time I get sick, you know, I have to cancel all my appointments, and I'm always knocked out of a week or two of work. And at the point where I have so much faith in the work, and I so love the work. So can you hear what I'm trying to say? It's like there's this paradox.
What is
thing
this
happening.
All about? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a paradox. It's like the clearer and more centered I get in the work, both with relationships and with just work in the world, the more these things keep coming about. And so the other thing that's really fascinating here, and this is going to be me stopping and letting my guides take over, but it's that, you know, I've had this tremendous sense of just tremendous grief, really, over what's going on in the Gulf, and it's almost like I can feel those dolphins and manatees and animals trying to breathe their way through this extraordinarily hellish water, that, you know? And so as much as I try to let go of that, and I try to let go of that, and I surrender it over and over, still I think it's amazing that after this family thing and with this Gulf thing, I want to put pneumonia, and more than anything, I need help from you to know how to not be in shame around the fact that I keep getting sick.
Well, I want to say something. First of all, I just want to send you much love, and these are cleansing, and you're changing, you're morphing, you're changing incredibly. Nothing is going to stay the same over the next little while, and I agree with you that the golf thing particularly is really, really terrifying, isn't it? Not terrifying, heartbreaking. Right?
It's just heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking, I know. I don't look at it much, which is a really wimpy way to approach it, but if I do, I feel my chest caves in.
Yeah.
So, and I think there are many, many people that agree with you and wish we could do something better. But there's something about your system. This is really interesting because you are, and many of you who are listening tonight our warrior-ess, our warrior, you know. We're here to really make the shift. We're here to change. And we have to keep cleansing and clearing, don't we? And you've got so much vibrational energy moving up through your body. It's incredible. And I think that's why your grief is, you've had grief, from my understanding of your system shown to me tonight on the air, you've had grief all your life in the context of that family and also what you were born to as a soul. You came in with a whole lot of wisdom and ancient knowledge and a tremendous grief. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this has been, and I know we have another caller, but if you'll wait a few minutes, we'll be getting to you too. But I feel like that this family of origin brings up the stuff that's hidden in there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you might have had a zoopity-doo time and been tap dancing the whole time, but there's issues coming up because you're really primed to advance yourself and move beyond that which has been stored in the library of who you are. So what I'm seeing is a beautiful, this is a weird kind of thing to see, I suppose, but over the next probably 6 weeks or so, there is such a new deb rising through all this. So this is kind of a cleansing for you. Don't say it in such a way as you're always getting sick. It's more like, boy, we've been cleansing a lot. You still haven't found where you want to stay. You haven't found your home or where you truly belong. You're collecting more and more respect for your wonderful astrological and artistic work in the world. So you're establishing your business as you cleanse and clear, and you're taking a lot of people with you. So I'm sorry it's so awkward, but I believe it's going to change your whole persona from the inside out, you see? It's a system. Mm.
It's good to be reminded that it's a cleansing. Thank you.
And it's nice to send some energy and get some of that moving with you for you. I'll do that after as well, okay?
Okay, and I love the sound, the vibrational things you're doing now, by the way. Wonderful.
Good. Well, keep vibrating into your chest as much as you can.
Okay.
You know. And you're safe where you are, aren't you?
I'm what?
Safe where you are.
Yeah, but this all hit when I was in San Francisco visiting Catherine, so the timing wasn't great, but it's up. But I'm back home, so anyway, it's certainly nicer to be home sick than to be
there. You need to be protected for a little while. So remind yourself of this, ladies and gentlemen. When you're going through these changes, we need to see ourselves as we're changing. We're dumping the old subconscious programs, the lineage stuff. We need to really honor our little bodies and make sure they have the opportunity to clear these old programs. Mm. All right? And
thank you.
All right, much love to you, and thank you for your call, Deb.
Mm-hmm. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye. And I know we have another caller. I just want to remind everybody to respect ourselves as we shift and change. It's really, really important to do that. Sometimes our sicknesses or illnesses are our greatest tool for transformation. Sometimes they're a way to get out of life, too. We know that, but I don't see that with Deb. I see it as a tool for transformation. You've got to be the one who sits with it and knows what it's doing with you, and then try and honor it, if you will. Now we have another caller. Hello, who are you? Where are you?
Oh, hi, Veronica. My name is Rosie.
Rosie? Yes.
And I would just want to know what is your intro music? It was so exquisite.
Her name is Amrita Cottrell, Cottrell. And Bob, do you remember the name of that? This is a woman who she had breast cancer, and she had, I believe, one mastectomy. And then when the second one came up, she sat in meditation, refused the second breast release, and sat with her guides, and they told her to study music. And she studied. She went to university, studied music, and made sounds and so on, and cleared her own breast cancer. And her music is so potent that I love it. So I'm glad you love it.
Good. It's Amrita, A-M-R-I-T-A?
Yeah. And her last name is Cottrell, C-O-T-T-R-E-L-L. And I think her website is musichealing.org or something like that. So if you Googled her, I'm sure you could get the refinement of that name.
Okay.
She's extremely powerful and does a lot of, in Santa Cruz, she does a lot of sound healing work. I don't know if she travels these days. Oh, she does travel these days, Bob says. So, yeah. Do you have any questions, or shall I take the next caller?
Oh, take the next caller. I just thank you so much for this.
Thanks for your recognition, Rosie. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello, hello. Are you there?
I think professionally, and since moving to a new place, I haven't had any opportunities to get paid for that work until today. And I'm very eager to take this work. However, I have some dental work that needs to be done. It really impedes my appearance, and I feel like it really needs to be done. And there's my dentist.
My what?
Ability to sing because, you know, I open my mouth up really, really wide. Do you think I'm going to be able to adjust to it or not? And how long would that take?
What all, your phone bopped out, so what all is, yes, I think you're going to adjust to it really well. What all is he going to do?
I have a lot of problems with my front teeth and my back teeth. So it's like getting a full set of bridges, you know, the kind that you have to paste. You know, and I'm really frightened because I don't know how long the recuperation period is going to take, you know, and if you think I'm going to adjust, I would probably have it done in June if you think that's okay, but my fiancé is going away in July, and I guess I would just, like, maybe bond with my family. He's going to visit his family. But I just feel a little bit insecure because it's so much work that needs to be done at one time, I think, you know.
I know, and you got a singing position that's really good, hey?
Yeah, well, it's doing what I used to do, which is singing in nursing homes, but Jeff guitarist just asked me if I could work with him, you know, and, you know, I'm happy because I haven't done that kind of work for quite a while since I moved, you know, from California. Actually, I lived in Santa Cruz. That's where I did that kind of work for 7 years.
Oh, wow, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, do you like your dentist? Here's what we're seeing, is that some of it can be done to be, there's something about the front that can be done first, and it's not so bad. I mean,
yeah.
It's not going to be as excruciating. And the guides are showing that you can do it bit by bit. There are two things I want to...
Maybe that's a really good idea because I am still doing the volunteer singing. That's a really good idea. You know,
yeah,
that's
and you've
great.
Got to have a good, you have to have a good
that.
Dentist.
Yeah, I do have a... Don't you think she's good? I think I do have a good dentist. She's
okay.
An Asian woman. I trust her. I've had
and
work done by her before. I think she's really good. Do you think so?
Yeah, I do. And what
okay.
They're showing also is, does she do acupuncture? Does she work? There's somebody who's going to work with your gums, and you got to take lots and lots of vitamin C with bioflavonoid, and I think you're going to find that your healing is way more rapid than you expect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it somebody that I would meet through her or from the acupuncture clinic that I used to go to?
I think it's through
or maybe
her.
The one near where I sing.
Yeah, I think it's the one through her that she's connected somehow. And you said she's Asian, which isn't, I mean, that's kind of an old-fashioned concept.
Yeah, I think
of
she's
mine,
Chinese. Her name is Dr. Li, L-I, so I don't
well,
know.
Well, honey, I think she knows an acupuncture
okay.
of one, and I would recommend that. Now, also, for you, I want you to take vitamin C with bioflavonoid quite a bit. Because, you know, ladies
mm-hmm.
and gentlemen, if your teeth are weird and your gums are weird, that's going to tighten
mm-hmm.
them up really well, and your gums will heal way faster.
So the thing is that last time I took a lot of vitamin C in the winter, I had a lot of loose stools,
mm-hmm.
but you think that's, yeah, I can deal with it, yeah.
The trick with that is you take you double your vitamin C every few days. Don't take, like, 10,000 first off. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like your body starts to absorb it. You'll notice from the tissues of your gums, you start taking it, and then you add more over a little while, and then you raise your dosage that way.
So you're
and
thinking
you'll find
to go up to 10,000 a day?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
especially
that's
while you're
good.
Doing this. Because it seems to me you're going to get those teeth done over a couple of months, and
okay.
relax
okay.
and get them done mm-hmm. in a gentle way. It will be all right. You'll be all right.
A couple of months.
Yeah, and if you go okay. crashing in and do them all at once, well, your recovery time will be pretty thorough, too. But if you do it bit by bit and you get that vitamin C and use some acupuncture,
okay. That's great.
It won't
great.
Be that big a deal.
Okay, I have relationship questions, and can
Please,
I ask
yeah.
them next week? Or?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to ask you, you told me to be on the lookout to meet somebody this year, and I have been going with someone, and is he the guy? Because we've been very happy with each other. But I am a little bit concerned about that he holds old ideas, but he kind of keeps me grounded.
I like
very,
him
very
a lot.
Sweet and loving.
He's very gentle, isn't he?
He is. That he is, you know.
But you said he's going away, right? He's going away.
He's going to visit his mom for the month of July, and that's okay because it'll give me more time to practice because I won't be seeing him, you know. So, you know, I'm hoping to be able to get my practice in with the new act during those months, you know.
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know what, honey? This is a funny yeah. thing to say, but be careful because you might meet somebody else who attracts you, and then you get all confused.
Well, I was wondering about this new guitar player. I mean,
well,
you know, I shouldn't mix business with pleasure, but I, as a professional singer, I have a history of that. I'm sorry, but I do.
Okay, so you want to be careful and ask your higher self, like, say, pull him away from me if it's not good, because there's something
the
about
the
fellow... the fellow who's going away for a month, he's
yeah.
really sensitive. And now if he gets wind of that, it's going to be very difficult for him to cope with coming back in like that. He's really, not delicate, but really sensitive. He's a really nice man. And now the other question I have to ask you is...
He's so loving. Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. and you have to ask yourself that. So you can make a commitment to this new guy that you're going to be wonderful friends, or...
Yeah.
And make mm-hmm. a decision, because I'll tell you what, the other guy won't put up with, too.
Yeah,
some
well, that's funny, because he's going to spend time with his ex-wife, but he says they're just friends. So, you know, like in my mind, there's a little bit of a space, there's a little doubt there, but I he's letting me know that I'm number one.
But the problem
you
with
know,
him, you
friends.
See, if he's fooling around with his ex-wife, which I don't think he really is, but I think there's still
something.
I don't
think physical, really.
No. But there's still some, I mean, you don't fall in love with somebody and then never have any bonding with them again.
Yeah, he has a strong bond with her.
Yeah. But that's leaving you vulnerable, honey. There's a problem
yes,
coming up
it
between
does,
the two of you.
Because he just told me tonight, you know, right before the show, he told me. It kind of took me aback.
Yeah. Well, it's bothering me because in your reaction, you
yeah.
move in another direction, and you could end up in a bit of a... He will not be able to handle it if he...
Right.
And more so because maybe he's a bit... You know how when we're kind of pulled towards someone else, then we feel... more angry if our partner is pulled towards someone else. It's like that
mm-hmm,
reflection
mm-hmm.
is almost
yeah,
intolerable.
Yeah.
It's a little like that.
But you suggest that I stay with him and I just keep this a professional arrangement because, you know, I have a history of, you know, people that want to work with me and we get involved and the whole thing is a big mess.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at is a potential big mess coming up.
Potential bigness, thank you.
That's not a prediction you have to live into. It's called looking at the pieces, pay attention to what you really want in life, and cultivate with that fellow who's gone off to be with his mom for a month.
Cultivate
and get some truth from him because he can't handle the other, and I don't think it would work well for you even though he's a lot of fun for a little while. And I have to get off the air because they're going to hook me up.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And that's for everybody else. Thank you, honey, for your call. And for everybody else at home, it really is important, like for Deb's call, to sit and really feel the situation you're in and really want to purify so that you're not in reaction or rebellion and end up following another pothole of a pattern of either self-negation or making yourself sicker or confusing your relationship and so on, which ultimately this lady doesn't want. And in Deb's case, we want to really build up her power to see the cleansing of old karmic stuff because her whole soul journeys on that and not get caught in, oh golly, what a wimp I am, just getting sick a lot. You know what I'm saying? We have to really sit with our situations and feel what are the reactions and what's really the truth, and just sitting in it is going to help you clear. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, guess what? Next Tuesday is going to be a wonderful guest. Her name is Diana Pepper. She's little, she's delicate, she's very magical. She works with fairies. They call her the fairy godmother because she's so sweet, interesting, and very, very dynamic on how she works with the spirits to create flower essences. She does healing energy, and she runs a little industry over on Lummi Island, not very far from us. So it's Tree Frog Farms, which you can Google and look at and see what her products are. And she's just a delightful soul, and we'll talk about healing energy and changing your reality using her potions and her rapport with fairies. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Right after this show, top of the hour, I'm going to be with Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I get to ask her channel team all kinds of questions and learn what it's like to be out there in consciousness. And Jackie, who is a profound healer and a wonderful channel and a good friend, actually, will take you through processes. She'll teach you, and so will the team, processes that help us unhook ourselves from subconscious, as Dwal Kool calls it, the tyranny of our mind, so that we can authenticate and be really true with who we could be. All right, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you'd like to talk about this show, suggest guests, ask a question, or have a session with me and my guides and angels, I'd love to hear from you. Just email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. And remember, things are changing on the planet. There's a lot of magic afoot. I don't know how we can help, for example, the Gulf. I don't know really how. I just know that the frequencies can change, and our comprehension can change, and our consciousness can change, and all of reality can change. So let's pray. Let's call in higher frequency energies that are being downloaded from the universe. Call them in. Call in the frequencies of love. Run them in through the top of your head, out through your chest, and send them out to one another with many blessings in the radiance of design, family, community. Much love to all of you. Thank you so much for listening to this show, and we'll talk soon. Good night.